I'm Marco Werman with The World. All politics, don't you know, are local. And if you thought our coverage of Indian politics ended with the election of their Prime Minister Narendra Modi last year, you were wrong. When the results of local elections in India were announced, big celebrations broke out in the streets of New Delhi today. That's because the election was a huge victory for an anti-corruption opposition party. Our reporter and former World staffer Tinku Ray is in New Delhi. What were those celebrations like today, Tinku?
Well, it was really a pretty amazing. Everybody was out on the streets. This is a victory never seen before in the history of elections in Delhi. The Aam Aadmi Party won 67 of the 70 seats. So you can imagine that it was like a big fat Indian wedding. There was dancing, there was singing, there were trucks and trucks full of party supporters out with flags. And I think the real anticipation here is that this is going to bring change into the capital. And it's actually going to sweep out, as the symbol of the Aam Aadmi Party is, with their broom, all the corruption that Indians are just sick of now.
Prime Minister Modi's Hindu Nationalist Party seemed pretty confident going into this election. How big a shock are the results for these guys?
Huge shock. Really, really huge shock. And I don't think even the most veteran of Indian political observers could have predicted this. The BJP were very confident when they came into this. Narendra Modi staked his own. It was really a campaign on Narendra Modi as a personality. And I think that's the mistake that the BJP made. As we all know, local elections really run on local issues. And that's where the Aam Aadmi Party really came on top. They promised cheaper utility bills. They promised security for women. They promised corruption to be eliminated. So they really hit on the issues that people here in Delhi wanted to hear about. And that's where the BJP lost out.
So this victory by the Aam Aadmi Party, this anti-corruption party, was kind of focused on the personality of Prime Minister Modi and a tight focus on a single issue. Is that single issue then corruption?
Yes, that's their main platform, is anti-corruption. And there are the local issues, electricity problems that we have in Delhi, major power cuts. We have water problems. You know, there is no water in this city. There is the security of women and girls, of course, which, you know, has seen some horrific violent incidents against girls. And those are all issues which the Aam Aadmi Party have brought up. And I think that manifesto really won them this election.
So basic human needs at the local level, was all of that stuff not being addressed during the national elections last year?
No, they weren't. I think the federal elections were really more based on development as a whole for the country. And that's what Narendra Modi stands for. And that's why a lot of people saw the industrialists of the country backing him so strongly. But infrastructure and development are okay. But here in Delhi, again, just so that our listeners know, the Aam Aadmi Party won votes across all sections of society in Delhi. Delhi is the richest city in India. This election cut across class, caste, religion, age, gender, every category that you can name, it cut across. There were 67% turnout in the elections. That's the highest that Delhi has ever seen. 67% voter turnout, 67% seats. Ironic, there you go. But I think what really has come across for myself, as well as others here in India, about this election is the decimation, for the moment anyway, of the National Congress Party, which ruled this city for 15 years. It's now gone. It won zero seats. It's a party that's ruled this country since independence. And I think that's something that has really hit home. And I think it's the younger Indians that have come out and voted. It's the sections of society that you rarely see coming out to vote that have swept in this party with this landslide victory.
Here in the U.S., as you know, there is a tremendous distrust of Congress. It sounds like the same thing is happening there, but people are walking to the polling booths to make their dissatisfaction known.
Absolutely. And I think people in Delhi especially are just fed up. They're fed up of the rising prices. They're fed up of the violence that you see sometimes on the streets here. They're fed up of the infrastructural problems that they see. And I think this is the way that all Indians in any elections show their dissatisfaction. And in many ways, it's true democracy in motion here in India, Marco, because people, they're dissatisfied. They like to show that they are unhappy with something. And so they go out and they will vote.
Reporter Tinku Ray in New Delhi, thank you very much.
Thank you, Marco.